Do you often feel that social media is draining your energy, or social media, whatever you see there, is actually making you doubt your self-worth, or is actually making you believe that you're doing not enough? Then I feel really sorry to say, but the social media thing is fooling you, and you are being continuously getting fooled by it. Hey guys, this is Sakshi Saxena, your host of Towards Self-Growth with Sakshi. And I'm here again Sunday at 9 p.m. with another episode. And this is episode number 3, in which I'm going to discuss about that how this social media is fooling you or fooling other people, and how you are falling in the game of comparison, how you are making yourself feel that you're not doing enough, that you're doing what is not that worthy, or something that is not valued by people, something that is undervalued each and every single day. So this is third episode, and so far I have successfully completed with 2 episodes, in which the first episode was about that how and why speaking about your emotions is very much important, and how you can do that. In the second episode, I was talking about that why being grateful is very much important, and the power of being grateful. So here we are in this third episode, in which we are going to discuss at length about why and how social media is really fooling people. So let's get started. So if you're someone who is listening to this episode for the very first time, let me introduce myself to you. I'm Sakshi Saxena, and I'm a lifestyle coach, and I consult people regarding relationships, regarding mental health, regarding self-growth, regarding decision making, and regarding all the problems, life challenges that we keep facing. So if you are someone looking for hope, if you are someone looking for answers to some of your questions, just reach out to me through Instagram. My Instagram handle is @SakshiSaxena. You'll easily find me on Instagram. Just give a follow, DM me, tell me how can I help you, how can I actually help you in coming out of your problem. I'll be absolutely honored to help you. I have successfully consulted over 30 plus clients, with all of them giving me positive responses, with all of them giving me positive feedbacks. And I literally feel very much happy when people say that, Sakshi, before calling you, I was literally feeling very hopeless. Now, when I'm talking to you and I'm done with the call, I'm actually feeling a slight change in myself. But I always say one thing. If I'll just tell you a few advices, if I'll just suggest you a few things and you don't apply them, nothing is going to change. It's just going to vanish within a few minutes out of your mind. But if you're actually listening to me, if you're actually applying those things in your life, then only something is going to change. So I always tell people to not just listen, but also to apply. Because I believe that if you know something, but you don't apply it, it's equal to not knowing anything. So if you are learning anything, if you are gaining any knowledge from anywhere, not just from me, apply it if you really want to see the results. Because everyone who is coach, who is, you know, teaching you anything, they'll just tell you, they can just guide you, they can just tell you the right paths. But to walk on those paths, you have to be self-aware, you have to take actions, you have to make efforts, because no one can do that for you. They can only guide you, they can only show you the path, but to walk on that path, you have to make an effort. Okay, so let's begin with this episode, in which we are actually going to talk about that how social media is actually fooling you. Please, please, please don't let this social media thing fool you. I know there are a lot of people who see things on social media, like for example, seeing someone who is earning money in 6 figures, 7 figures, 5 figures, and we actually get influenced, we actually feel jealous somewhere, we actually start comparing our lives with their lives. We feel that the person has achieved success overnight, or it was very easy for that person to achieve success, where in reality it is not so. The reality is something very much different. That person has actually made efforts behind all the money, all the success he is having or he or she has achieved. Okay. So one thing that actually I feel is that a lot of people are fooled by social media. Like what they see on social media, they believe that it is the reality. No one is sharing their failures with you except few people. No one is actually telling you how many times they have failed or how miserable they feel sometimes when they can't work enough. They don't show you that. They only show you the success. So it's not your fault. Okay, it's not your fault. It's not their fault as well. The only thing is that don't let social media fool you. Like whatever you see on social media is not the reality. Everything on social media is perfect, but our lives are not at all perfect. Like, for example, if you see a couple who are actually enjoying a lavish time, who are actually enjoying a quality time with each other, and they're posting their selfies, their photos, and you know, writing so many captions or so many things that actually, you know, start making you feel jealous. You will feel that their life is the best. Your relationship is not working complete. Your relationship is not working perfectly and their life is best, but your life is not best. You always face problems and things like that. But what you don't understand is that why they will show you their problems, like the problems they face, they will only show you the good times. Like every good relationship is not exceptional. Every good relationship is not easy. Relationships are hard. It depends upon the people that how they are actually handling it. When two right people actually meet, when they actually make efforts, then only it is said to be right relationship. Right relationships, good relationships are not easy. It requires a lot of efforts, as you require efforts to have anything in your life. Okay, so you just can't compare your lives with the lives of other people just because you are seeing those things on social media. Just because someone else is traveling somewhere, maybe abroad, maybe within India, you feel that, oh, their life is the best, but don't see the efforts that they may have made in their previous years or in the previous months to have that trip. So we got to understand few things first of all. Like whatever we see on social media is not the reality. The reality is something very much different. And we should learn to live our life. We should learn to stay in our own lane. Because until and unless we'll not do this, we are always going to fall in the comparison game. We are always going to compare our lives. We are always going to feel pity about ourselves and we're always going to hate our life and things like that. We already know that a lot of people are actually fooled by social media. What they see, they feel that it is the reality, which in reality, it is not the reality. So you gotta make yourself satisfied with the life you have got. I'm not telling you to be satisfied with whatever you have got. You gotta work hard, but I'm just telling you not to compare your life on the basis of what you are watching, whatever you are seeing on the internet. I know a lot of people fake happiness over social media, but in reality, they are not actually happy. And the people who are actually happy in the reality, they don't have to fake anything anywhere. It's very much natural. The people who show off, the people who fake a lot of things, we can't do anything about them, but we can do a lot of things with ourselves, okay? We should know that a lot of people are actually faking success, faking happiness and a lot more things. But we don't understand. I'm not telling you to have small goals. I'm not telling you to have not big goals, but you should understand the reality as well. What actually happens in when you let social media fool you is that you see people getting famous, you see people getting successful by doing something online and you also want to do the same. Why? not because you enjoyed, but because you saw that the person did this or that and that person got famous. Now you also want to do, but you are not ready to listen to your inner callings. You are not ready to listen that what you actually want to do. You are just seeing the other person and you are also becoming a part of the rat race. It's not like that there is only rat race when it comes to doing a job. It is also a rat race when people are, you know, doing a lot of things on online, because we are only talking about social media. Okay, so this is also a kind of rat race if something is negatively inspiring you. Okay, negatively, I'll not use inspiring because it's a positive word. I'll use negatively influencing you. A lot of people will motivate you to a level that if you don't do anything, you will start feeling bad about yourself. You will start feeling that you are good for nothing if you don't match their level. But in reality, this is not true. You still do better. The people, the normal people with normal jobs are still winning. Don't let the social media fool you into believing that the people who only earn money in 6 figures, 7 figures, 8 figures or whatever figure, they are only successful. Success, if you actually want to measure success, it should not be based upon how much money you make or how much successful or how much people know you. Okay. It should be measured on the basis of how happy you are. How many genuine connections do you have? It should be measured on the basis of this. But right now, there's a lot of chaos going among a lot of creators, a lot of people who are doing businesses and things basically that take place over internet. Okay. I know the world is evolving and we are becoming so much digital. Everything is online. But I just want to not request, but I just want to tell people who are actually becoming very much successful that don't let people who are doing less than you feel that they are not doing anything at all. Because I've seen this thing a lot of times being in this field that people who are actually doing so much good. See, you should inspire people. You should influence people in a positive way, not in a negative way. You should not put the reality out in a way that the person you're talking to actually starts undervaluing themselves. This shouldn't happen, because if they are earning well as they should and it actually satisfies them, you have got no right to tell them the reality that, dude, you're not going to live a lavish life, you're not going to ride this car, you're not going to sit in the cafes or restaurants and the five-star hotels. You have got no right to tell anything to them. It's their life, it's their internal happiness, like how they actually want to be happy. If you actually want to inspire someone, encourage someone, influence someone, do it in a positive way. It's good that you are already successful. It's good that you are already, you know, doing whatever you wanted to do. But every person has a different purpose. You just can't let everyone run in the same race. So I want to just wrap up this episode right here, because I just don't want to say things again and again, but in a different way. It's very clear that whatever you see on social media is not the reality, and you know this thing very well. Just be satisfied with your life. Sit with your family, play with kids, enjoy the present moment. Don't let this social media fool you into believing what is not the reality. Whenever you are with whoever, like maybe friends, family, be in that present moment and just keep your phone away. I know it may be a very cliche advice, but I have tried this thing. That first of all, be grateful for each and everything and pray for a happy and a simple life, not for a hectic and, you know, successful life. Because at the end, if you have a successful life, but you actually have a hectic life at the same time and no one is actually with you, nothing is worth it. People actually lose their relations with so many people just because they are so much running after success. But when they achieve success, they have no one. So this shouldn't be the case. Money should not only be the thing that you want to have in your life. Money is important, but equally people are also important. Have genuine relations with people. Try to live in the present. Try to be happy for what you have right now. And now start working for whatever you want to work. I'm not telling you to have short dreams, but take everything together. Don't just let money control you with everything, okay? So this is what I just wanted to tell you, because I see a lot of people comparing themselves with the lives they see on social media. So this is what I just wanted to speak about in this episode, and I'm just gonna quickly wrap up this episode, and I'll just only say that have a own life, have your own life, because that's really important. So with this, I hope that you actually understood what I wanted you to understand in this whole episode. I know it's a very small episode as compared to the other episode, because first of all, I'm also not feeling very much good, and my health is not that good that I'm able to speak for so long. And also, I don't want same thing to speak in a different way. That is why also I'm just wrapping up this here. So if you enjoyed this episode, I hope you actually understood, you actually learned something from this. Just let me know if you like this episode through Instagram. My Instagram handle is @SakshiSaxena. Let me know there. And yeah, till then, take care. Bye-bye. See you in the next episode.